Today we're going to talk about current events, the Sha'a Sakana that we're in, the Tzara that we're facing. As an introduction, by Golus Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael was suffering in Mitzrayim, the Ramban says, when the Mitzrayim said, Havod Nishak Maloy, let's be very smart. How should we go ahead and fight the Jewish problem? Let's use Chachma, was the Lashon of the Pasuk. And that's when they started putting heavy labor on the Yidden. The Ramban writes, Loiro Paroi, the Chachme Yoyatzav Lahakoysa. Paro and the Chachamim didn't feel like he could just go ahead and wipe away the Jews. Ketia begido gedoyla lahak v'ischina. It'll be a terrible, almost like a rebellious act on their whole being to go wipe out the Jews for nothing. Ha'om ashebo ba'oretz, the mitzvah ha'malach harishon, they were invited into the land of Egypt from the original Paroi. And that's why they're dwelling in our land. And now we're going to go ahead and wipe them away for nothing? So although we want to destroy and get rid of all the Jews, but how could we face, how could we go ahead and do that? It's not going to look right amongst everybody. And there are people here in our land who won't even allow us to do it. Las is chamos kazet to go do such a crime. Okay, let's figure out with derech chachma how we can get rid of the Jews. Shliagishu Yisrael, Pal Yisrael Wonchap, that we're wiping them off the map. Ki be'eva yasu behem, that we're doing with hatred because we want to destroy them. V'lochein hitu behem mas, they put a tax on them. V'achrein tziva v'seisel amayaldos lagres charim, and then they commanded hiddenly that the ones, the midwives, should go kill every boy that's born. Afilo ayodos atzim, even the one giving birth, lo yedu, won't even chap, that the reason why the baby's dead is because we actually killed it. V'inyin, that concept, the idea was, Havan Ischakma was Shaloi Rotzo Litzavis Lissori Atabochem Asher Loi Lahorgam B'Cherev HaMelech. The goal was to wipe away all the Jews, that there should be no Yidden left in Mitzrayim. But we can't go ahead and command and take out the sword and do that. So instead, we had to use a lot of Chachma, says the Ramban, and that's what the Pari was doing. With tremendous chachma and wisdom to go ahead and wipe them out without anybody realizing that that's our agenda. This is the Arichos of the Ramban, Ayin Shom. This is an introduction to what I want to talk about today. We're all well aware of what's going on, Rachman Litzlan, in Eretz Yisrael. Rachman al-Utzlan, it's not just the military police that are arresting yeshiva bachrim that they see on the streets, but it's even the regular police, the civil police that are going around, which they're just supposed to keep civilization going, and they became also agents of the military, and literally bachrim are being arrested right and left. There are young alights in front of their own wives and children that are ripped away in handcuffs, being arrested for not joining the army. And this is a tremendous sakana that they're living in fear. There are bachrim that can't go home because they're afraid they'll be caught. being in yeshiva is a little bit of like a hiding. And they're in fear that they don't want to end up in prison. Presently, as we're speaking, there are so many Bnei Torah sitting in jail. A tremendous sakana and sorrow that the Bnei Torah are facing. But let's not make a mistake for even a second and think this has to do with not joining the army. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're not joining the army. Not even 1% has to do with that. The secular Israelis and the secular government of Israel that's running the whole place are people that are kofer b'Hashem and they're kofer b'Torah. They deny Hashem's existence and the fact that we're meshubit to His Torah. And therefore, they have a tremendous sinah, a hatred to every from Jew. You believe in Hashem, they hate you. You believe in Hashem's Torah, they hate you. And if it was up to them, they would wish to take out a gun and shoot all the from Yidden. They said it with their own mouth that their goal is that in 50 years, it's just going to be in a museum that there's such a thing as a Jew that was Shema Torah mitzvahs. That's their wish and their goal. But they can't go ahead and do that in public. Like Paray in Mitzrayim, how could the Jewish country of Israel go kill the Jews? How is that going to look to anybody in the world? So to cover face from their agenda, they're covering it over with the fact that they're not joining the army. And therefore, if you don't join the army, you deserve to be locked up. And their abuse against the frum Jews who believe in Hashem and His Torah is all covered over with the excuse of the army. The proof that has nothing to do with that, every time there's a protest, the force that they use against the frum protesters doesn't equal anything to the secular protests. Just yesterday in Eretz Yisrael on Wednesday, there was a tremendous protest that went on. Now, when the secular Jews are protesting things that go on in the government, there's rules and regulations, what you're allowed to use. I mean, people have, they give them the right to express their views, and everybody has a right to protest and freedom of speech. And therefore, whatever the secular people are protesting against, they tolerate the protests. They tolerate what's going on. All of a sudden, when the Frumma Yidden come with the hats and jackets and they're protesting, the force that they used, literally the stun grenades that were shot at the people, people left had to be hospitalized. The bloody force that was used against the Bnei Torah, which obviously I think it's wrong, the people should not be protesting because they're such behemoths. And these people have no guidelines to what they're going to do. They might take out their real gun if they get really angry and might shoot you, period. So it's wrong to go protest because you're not gaining anything. But that's not for this discussion now. The bottom line is, we just see that the force that they use against Bnei Torah comes from an underlying sinah, a hatred to a Yid, a hatred to somebody who believes in Hashem. And a Mela, that's why such force comes out all of a sudden. When the seculars are protesting, they go with their guidelines and all the rules and regulations that are set in law. But not when it comes to the Frumma protesting. Because we have to realize this has nothing to do with the army. Has nothing to do with the country. Has nothing to do with defending the country and the army. It's all baloney. It's all a cover-up. It's one foundation. They don't believe in Hashem and in His Torah, and therefore it goes deep into their conscience. You're getting under their skin by being someone and a Jew that does believe in Hashem and His Torah. And a mela, it's a mechama that they're fighting. It's a battle against Hashem and His Torah. Now, although this might be news to you, and many of us are not even aware of everything I'm telling you, but you have to realize this is not new for today. This has been going on from the time of the creation of the whole state of Israel. The Gedolim already earlier, 1948 was when the state of Israel was created. I want to read you what Rochanan says, and Rochanan was Nifter, I think in 1941. 1941, way before the creation of the state of Israel. But there was talk already at that point to create a Jewish country. And therefore, the Gedolim, Rabbi Chanan, and many Gedolim already were speaking against the whole concept. Because the people and the leaders who were the driving force to create a Jewish country had one goal in mind. They wanted to make their own home for Jewish people that we could feel secure under our own public law. Theodor Herzl, who was a big driving force, who was born in Hungary, a totally ignorant person to any Jewish heritage that he had, but he knew he was a Jew, he was okay with the British proposal to make the Jewish country in Uganda. That's East Africa. There was a suggestion, why does it have to be in Israel, where there's so many Arabs? Let's give you your Jewish country in Uganda. And he was okay with that. Because the Jewish country had nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Had nothing to do with the land of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Had nothing to do with the Holy Land, Be'etzem. They really wanted to create a country that the political issues that face the country and the common welfare has nothing to do with Das Torah. The Torah should not be mixing in into political affairs of running our country. So the idea of the whole creation of the country of Israel had one thing in mind, that there should be an alternative to Judaism. I could be a proud Jew, but not Meshubed to Hashem and His Torah. I can be a proud Jew, just like all the other nations have their country. I, as a Jew, should have my land and country. But it has nothing to do with following the Torah. Rabbi Chanan writes, "Kidei liyos is a kovet mamorim. Kidei liyos Yehudi." What they wanted was to be a Jew in the land in your Jewish country. Ein tzorich rak liyos laumi b'machshav. National, he writes. Devoted to your country. You're yoytzi your Judaism if you're devoted to your country. Even if you converted to a different religion, you're able to be a Jew in our Jewish country if you're devoted to our country, even if you believe in a different religion. This is what they wanted. And Zokar Balchanan, Hinani Roy, and we see clearly, Ki Ashita Hazois in Lamokoy Metzlainu. There's no place in Yiddishkeit for their view of what they want in creating a state of Israel. They're coming in hiding through a tunnel to destroy the Torah. Veinena El Avoy Dezor. What they're creating is Avoy Dezor. They wanted, just like every nation has their land, we as a Jewish nation should have a land. But the nation that has a land, the country of Israel, has nothing to do with Hashem and His Torah. And therefore, what's happening right now in Eretz Yisrael is a war against Hashem and His Torah. Has nothing to do with the army. Don't fool yourself. Don't be confused. Understand the way it is, like the Gedolim told us, even before 1948 happened. Now, I have to be honest with you. When I was your age, I was ignorant about all this. I didn't know anything about this. I went to learn by Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Lakadosh Levracha, the son of the Brisker Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And when I sat by him, my Chumashir, he used to scream about the Medina of Eretz Yisrael, how treif it is, And honestly, myself with my American friends, we were clueless what he was talking about. We thought he's going overboard. We didn't understand what he wanted, what's so bad about them. And at that time, everything was calm. The Israeli state, the country of Israel, didn't seem to be a bad, you know, obviously they weren't from people. They didn't keep Torah mitzvahs, but they didn't seem to be bad people. And therefore, we sat by Chumashir. I'm telling you, I have such vivid memories, deja vu, that I didn't understand why he's getting so excited. What's the issue with the Medina of Eretz Yisrael? I didn't understand what he wanted. Today, in 2026, when we see them persecuting, the persecution that's going on B'nai Torah, how they're literally torturing a Ben Torah because he's not joining the army, now we see in foresight what he went ahead and was screaming about. He knew, because he had the Messiah from his fathers and the grandfather and everybody, all the Gedolim, he knew what the whole creation of the country was made up of. And therefore, even if it wasn't coming out at that point, and it was in hiding, but Ramea saw it. And Ramea, what he was screaming about, which I never understood, today, finally, in 2026, I understand exactly what he meant. Do you realize that cutting off funding from the B'nai Torah in childcare, in housing, in food, and everything, they're ready to let these people starve to death because they're covering themselves over. Listen, you're not joining the army. But in real truth, they just wish you starve to death. They really want you to die. They want to destroy you. They wish they could annihilate the entire from population. That's their wish and their goal. I still brought down in Rameyus Chumash Torah in his Sefer Shiuri Rameyus Halevi, it's brought down over there how he said once in his Chumash here, Kvar lefnei shivim o shmoinim shana, already 70 or 80 years ago, Omar Moran HaGrach, Reb Chaim said, which is his grandfather, Rameyus was the son of the Brisker Rav, whose father is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said already 70 or 80 years ago, Shachofshim, these people that don't believe in Torah mitzvahs, Somim Atas Kol Koicham, they're putting all their energy, Lahachriv Es Eretz Yisrael, to destroy Eretz Yisrael from any Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, of any Torah mitzvahs, Ve'en Eroya Eitz Acheres, there's no other choice for us, Ela Laharbois Yeshivas B'chol Makom. Reb Chaim said, the only solution to fight what they're trying to do is to add yeshivas. Ulai, kuli hai ulai, maybe with that, ye efshe lahogin ktsas, that maybe with the yeshivas, if we add yeshivas, we'll survive what they're trying to destroy. This is what he said over from his Zeder Reb Chaim. Zokar Reb Meir, v'ochein royim anu beinenu, and now we see so much. How much the mashkiim koyach, they're trying to put in so much effort, lahachrivas a yeshivas, to destroy our yeshivas. V'dovazehu pashut, shekiva she yeshivas ma'oiz shmiras ha-Torah. Yeshivas are the stronghold of what keeps the Torah going. What keeps the frum Jew. What keeps a yid that he's going to feel that he has to follow Hashem in his Torah. It's the yeshivas that's the foundation for that. And the Friar Jews, the secular Israelis, understand that. And therefore, that's why their war is against yeshiva, because they know the stronghold of a from life comes from its source called yeshiva. And therefore, if we could destroy the yeshivas, and that's their goal, then they know they could destroy the whole from population, that there will be no people that believe in Hashem and His Torah. Rav Don Segel, Shlita, from the Gedolei Ador, and the Zikni Ador, and the Tzadikei Ador, a Talmud of Bichatskel. If you know Rav Don Segel, someone that touched my heart all the years when he came to America and gave Shmuzim and BMG, literally a Kodesh V'Tohar, he said this past week, at a dinner for Kerem Oilam HaTorah. He says, you all know in current events how President Trump made a sharp reversal, almost 180 degrees, in his policy towards Israel. He was talking strong and backing Israel all along, very strong against Iran. And all of a sudden he turned his back and he literally signed a deal that anybody who has any intellect and knows what's going on in politics is screaming, even Republicans there are screaming against it, that saying how bad it is for Israel and literally how he turned his back on Israel. And not only that, you're enabling Iran with the $300 billion plan for reconstruction that he's giving them, that he's literally allowing them to rebuild and destroy everything that he was fighting against, and he had totally turned around. Rav Dan Segel said, and I'll quote for you what he said in Yiddish, obviously, but translated in English. We clearly see that when Torah is supported, the Siyata Dishmaya, Hashem's help, and that's when Trump was there for Klal Yisrael and for Israel. When it's not supported, and the persecution is going on much greater today and this week more than ever, when it's not supported, there is no Siyata Dishmaya. It changes the rules of the game. The same President Trump, who until now was so helpful to the Israelis, is now singing a totally different song, literally looking like all the other anti-Semites, criticizing Israel. How could you defend yourself and bomb the terrorists in Lebanon and everything else? He's talking so sharp and literally turned his back. Says Rav Dan Segel, there's one reason why the Rabbeinu Shlomo, who laid Melachim b'yad Hashem, the heart of every king and every leader, President Trump, is in Hashem's hands. Why did everything turn around? Why is everything looking so grim and terrible now for Israel? One answer, says Rav Dan Segel. Rav Dan Segel, we could trust. He wouldn't say something from his mouth if he didn't know it was 100% true. He said it's because they stopped supporting Torah and they're persecuting the B'nai Torah, and therefore everything changed in Shemayim. There's an incredible Rambam that talks about this topic. We all know we don't really daven Shemayin Esrei every day. Shemayin Esrei means 18 brachas. How many brachas do we actually daven every day? We daven 19 brachas. So every day we're not really davening Shemayin Esrei, although the name Shemayin Esrei remained, but we're really davening 19 brachas. What was the 19th bracha that we added on that didn't exist? The bracha of Olam Al Shinim. Listen to the words of the Rambam in regard to that 19th bracha. Zok Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchus Tfilah Halacha Aleph. Bimei Rabbi Gamliel. In the days of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabu Haminim the Yisrael. The Min, which means the Jews that deny Hashem, that Kofer B'Hashem and his Torah. There were a lot of Minim, people that denied Hashem and his Torah, in Klal Yisrael at that time, v'hoyu mitzirin liYisrael, and they were really paining us, Klal Yisrael, our existence were being pained from them. They were making a lot of trouble for us. U'mesisim oisam loshum me'achrei Hashem, they were trying to convince us to leave Hashem and be koifer b'Hashem and his Torah. V'kivon shero shezu g'doylo, since Rabbi Gamliel saw that this is Gedoyla Mikol Tzorche B'nei Adam, more important than anything a Yid needed, was to survive this persecution from the Minim. All those Kaifrim, the people that denied Hashem and his Torah, they were a bigger danger and it was a bigger need for the Yid to survive them than any other need. And yet in Shemayin Esrei, we daven for all our needs, and this need is not mentioned. We ask Hashem for Parnasa, we ask Hashem for Refuah, Shema Keilenu, but we don't have a tefillah to ask Hashem to survive these Minim. All these kofrim that are destroying our lives. Omad hu ubeis dinoi, Rabbi Gamliel got up and his bezdin. It's a Gemara in Brachas that we're quoting here. Vehiskin, and he was mesakin, bracha achas. One bracha, shetia bo she'elo melefnei Hashem, that we should have a tefillah before Hashem, la'abed haminim, to get rid of these minim. These people that deny Hashem, that make it a soros, get rid of them. V'kova oisa mitfila, and we kveya this bracha in our davening, and this bracha, says the Rambam, is more important, and it's gedoyla mikol tzorche b'nei adam. Which means, if you have any kavana in your Shemoneh Esrei, and you have to pick one bracha that's very important to you, the Rambam's telling you, forget about Baruch Aleinu, forget about Shema Keleinu, all the brachas that people get all fired up on. No, no, no. More important, V'lama Shinim, that 19th bracha, that's more important to you than any bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. What do we ask for in that bracha? Let's go through the bracha for a moment. V'lama Shinim Alti Sikva. The people speak bad to the government about us. There should be no hope in them. V'chol harisha kerega toive. All their bad should be gone in a moment. Destroyed in a moment. The girsa used to be, by the way, not kol harisha kerega toive. The original version, when Rabbi Gamliel instituted this bracha, you know what it said? Kol haminim kirega yavedu. Every min should be destroyed in a moment. But because of the censors and all that, it had to be changed. Because this is literally a tefillah to get rid of every secular Israeli. They hate your guts, they hate Hashem and the Torah, and with davening, that they should get, Hashem should destroy them in a moment. With the flick of a finger, Hashem could get rid of them. So they had to change the language, and that's why we say kol harisha kirega tevi. That kolaminim kerega tevin. Rabbi Yashiv says it's fine to keep the old girsa, and that's what we have. The kolarisha kerega tevin. The chol oivecho meheri keresu. All of your enemies should be destroyed quickly. The Maralmi Prague is medayik. We don't say the enemies in general. We say oivecho, your enemies. Because in truth, what we're talking about here are the yidin that are an enemy of Hashem. Those yidin that hate Hashem, oyvecha, your enemies. Who are those enemies? The ones that hate you. Meheiro yikaresu, get rid of them quickly. Vahazedim, and these people that on purpose make trouble for every one of us. Vahazedim meheiro sa'aker u'sashaber. You should quickly go ahead and uproot them, and break them, usmage, and throw them down, v'sachnia, and lower them, v'mheira v'yameinu, quickly in our days. This is the tefillah that we daven, the 19th bracha, the Rambam says, is more important than any bracha of our Shemoneh Esrei. And Moshe Hillel Hirsch, Shlita, Reshiva Slabotka, said that every one of us, in this situation that Klal Yisrael faced, we all have to increase our kavana in the bracha of Olam Al Shinim. Let's be honest. I hate to be so honest, but this is what we have to do at times when Nishas Sakana. Olam Al Shinim is a middle Shemoneh Esrei. It's not one of our important brachas in our mind. Maybe we have some kavana in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and by Baruch Aleinu and Shema Keleinu, Olam Al Shinim is just like one of those ones that we just quickly daven up, as they say, quote unquote. Zokar Moshe Hillel Shor HaShlita, that this bracha in our Shasakana that we're faced with today, if you care about Hashem, and you care about His Torah, you should realize that He's under attack. And this is the bracha that was instituted to daven to Hashem to save us, to win this battle. And Emela, if you're a Yid that cares about Hashem, if you're a Yid that cares about Torah, V'lam Hashinim has to have a whole new level of concentration and kavanah in Yishmoneh Esrei. I heard an incredible story that happened with Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal, the Yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva. I knew him, I learned in the Mir in Brooklyn, where I was brought up. He used to come to our classes, I remember in 5th grade, 6th grade, whenever we had a seam of Gemara or something, Shmuel Birnbaum came in. Shmuel Birnbaum was a Mir Dikamaisa. There was a young man learning in the Mir Yeshiva in Kailul. He was an older person. He was already about 60 years old. And he was learning Kol for close to 40 years under Shmuel Birnbaum. All of a sudden, his wife was diagnosed, Rachmana Litzlan, with Yena Machla. She had stage 4 cancer. Literally dying, deathly ill. So this young man came running over to the yeshiva, heartbroken, devastated, to Shmuel Birnbaum. And he said, he told him what happened. And he said, your yeshiva has to do something. My wife has been so devoted to my learning. She's been there for me all the years, 40 years sitting in Kol only because of her. Banim, b'nei banim, I have children, grandchildren, all b'nei Torah because of her. Please help her. So Shmuel obviously felt so bad for him. But he said to him, like, what do you want me to do? I'm out of makubal. I don't know Kabbalah, Bechlal, what do you want me to do? I can't do anything, I can daven. But that's it, well, do something. And the young man said, what do you mean? You can't leave me like this. My wife is deathly ill in the hospital. You have to help me. So Shmuel saw him so broken, he nodded his head. And the young man left. A week later, the young man came running back into Shmuel. And he says, the yeshiva is not going to believe it. My wife just went for a scan and she's totally clear from her cancer. Gone. Totally healthy. I want to know, what did the yeshiva do? I didn't run to Eretz Yisrael. I didn't go to any Mukabalim. I didn't go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He told her, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. And therefore, I want to know what the yeshiva did. So Shmuel Birnbaum said, I'll be honest with you. After you left, I saw how heartbroken you were. I thought to myself, although I have no shaykhas to Kabbalah, and I'm not into Sifri Kabbalah or anything like that, and I'm not a makubal, but shaykhas to Abaye and Rava, I have. I'm sitting and learning Abaye and Rava. I have shaykhas to Abaye and Rava. I turned to my Gemara that I was in front of, and I said, Abaye and Rava. This is what Shmuel Birnbaum said, he said. Abaye and Rava, I've been learning your Torah for 80 years. How could you not go ahead and help this younger man that's sitting in my koilo learning your Torah for over 40 years? His wife is deathly ill. You can't leave her like this. And that was my heartfelt feeling that I said to Abaye and Rava. And what you're telling me now, a week later, it must be Abaye and Rava helped you. And this is a true story that was said over, that Abaye and Rava, the Torah itself, went on the behalf of this lady, and Taka healed someone who was deathly ill. The point being is we have to realize, Klal Yisrael survival is based on Torah. All our bracha and atzlacha comes from our Torah. It's not just that we learn because it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's literally the lifeline of a Jew. That's what a yid is defined by. It's not just an added thing, an exercise that we practice. And memela, we have to realize that the Torah gives us everything we need, and we have to stand up now for the Torah that's threatened with a battle and a war to destroy Hashem and His Torah. Practically speaking, what do we have to do? I saw from Moivir Rebbe Rameir Soloveitchik Zatzal in the same
Chumashir, he said
that in truth, nobody has any control of anybody, any yid. Hashem li lo yira mayaser li adam, the pasuk says. Mayaser li adam.
No goy could go ahead and destroy a yid, and no kaifer and secular Israeli could really destroy a yid. Mayaser li adam.
So what actually happens when we see destruction? The Nazis came and killed 6 million Yidden. And we see at times people do go ahead and seem to do stuff. Zohar Meir Soloveitchik, very simple. It's beferish in the Nefesh HaChaim from Chaim Volozhin in the beginning of Shah Aleph, that he said, when the Goyim came in to the Beis HaMikdash to destroy it, Yotzo Baskol, the Baskol came out and said, Heichlo Kalya Kolos. A burnt Beis HaMikdash, they're burning. Which means, the Baskol told us, you from Yidden, you destroyed your Beis HaMikdash already. And in Mela, because you destroyed it, it was a burnt up place, and now of course a guy can come and burn it down physically. But it was already burnt. And therefore, every time there's a guy or any persecution that we suffer from anybody, Pshat is that we ourselves did it to ourselves. And then in Mela, they're just coming along on something that's already destroyed and burnt, they're just taking it away from the physical sense. And in Mela Zohar Meir Soloveitchik at that time, he said, Oleinu Ladas, Kim HaYeshivos K'moshet Tzrichem Liyos. If a yeshiva was like it's supposed to be, a Mokim of Ashur Sashchina, Loi HaYeshayich Sha'af Echad Yuchel Akriva. Nobody would come and be able to destroy a yeshiva if a yeshiva had Ashur Sashchina like it's supposed to be. Hatsorahi, the problem and the real tsorah is Shay Yeshivas ain't a karoi. Our yeshivas are not the, like it's supposed to be. And in Mela, Motzi Bizman Achra, we find so common. Sheesh Kalus Rois for yeshivas. People are so lightheaded in yeshivas. Ain't a limud. The learning's not Kamay Shalomdu. It's not like they learned in Lita, in Poland, in Galatia. El Yesh Ruach Hadosha be yeshivas, a new wind, a new spirit in yeshivas. Kalos Roish Be'etzem Alimud, learning with a leichkeit. Loimdim mit a leichkeit, Imam says it. Loimdim mit a leichkeit. Hakol Nasa be Kalos. Everything's done with lightheadedness, loyalist amits, without putting in koyach, to fight yourself and learn with koyach. Al kol davar katan shebet Torah, every little diuk in a Torah, to kill yourself over it and give all your energy. Tzorich lama b'likavul. We have to be omo b'tayro without any boundaries. But like k'may shalaynim kayyom, not like learning today, shu k'may misachek, as if we're playing a game or reading a newspaper, u'kalim b'tshar chochmas, leicht, has to be lightheaded. That's not the way Torah is supposed to be. And we make our yeshivas who are not learning Torah properly are not a mokam ashor as hashchina. And therefore, yeshlonu lefachid, we have to be frightened that because we're weak in our Torah and we destroyed our yeshivas, that's why they're having the ability to destroy yeshivas. Kasha onu b'hanogoseinu, with our own hanhoga, we're machrivim b'yadayim, we're destroying with our own hands our yeshivas. So emela gam acheim yuchu lachrivim chas hashom, they're coming along destroying the physical being of the yeshivas. And therefore, practically, Zohar Meir Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, Zechuso Yogin Aleinu, Kol Ben Yeshiva. Every Ben Yeshiva has to know. Shechari Be'emes L'kiyam HaYeshivas. If you're somebody that's concerned, you understand what it means, a yeshiva in Klal Yisrael, Tzorich Lasles L'inyan. You have to go ahead and do something to help the cause. What could you do? Ayidei omal hatayra b'shkida. You have to toil in Torah with diligence. V'shmiras alas dorim b'kvius karai. And watch the Sidri HaYeshiva with the gevaldika kvius. U'kishe yeshivas yir yeshivas karai. And if we make our yeshiva how it's supposed to be, lo yikra davar. nothing will possibly happen. Call him a Kabbal of Ol Torah. If you take on the Ol Torah, the Mishnah promises, Mavir and Meno Ol Malchus. No kingdom has any control over the Yid and his Torah if we're Mekabel the yoke of Torah on ourselves. This is where Abayah Soloveitchik says, is simply what we all have to do practically when we're faced with this tremendous battle. A Yid has to realize that the Rabbeinu Shloim is really, literally under attack. Hashem and his Torah. Hu v'dibuay chadhu. It's all one. Hashem and his Torah are under attack. And it's from those meanim. Those meanim. Those kaifrim. And in Mela, when we're under attack, it's a personal attack to every one of us here today. It's not just an Eretz Yisrael. Every from Jew has to realize he's under attack. And in Mela, if we devote ourselves on a higher level of devotion to the Torah and really be Moisa Nefesh for Hashem's Torah, that's the only way to actually fight this battle. And Be'ez Hashem will talk, get rid of the Amoshinim. They'll be Alti Sikva, the Chol Arisha will be Kirega Toive, the Chol Oivecho, all your enemies, Hashem, Mehera Yikareisu, will be wiped away very quickly. We'll see the results, but we have to step up and do our part. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is waiting for us to do our ishtadlus, then he can answer our tefillos. So together with devoting ourselves to our learning and davening v'lamashinim with more kavana, we could be'ezer Hashem taka see the results. Just end off. I saw Moiridik from Chaim Kanievsky. He asked the kasha every morning in a bracha of Ava Rabba. It's a pella how we say before we go ahead and ask to be successful with Shmoya Lumud Lamed and learning, we already ask Hashem that we should be Lahavin and we should understand. Sayyidina Beinu Bino Lahavin Lahaskil. So Frek from Chaim Kanievsky, isn't it out of order? Only when you learn, then you'll understand. So first we should ask Lumud Lamed to learn, and then we'll be Zaych Lahavin Lahaskil. How could the first part of our Abba Rabba be that the same with Beinu Bino, which have Bino Lahavin Lahaskil, if you don't, how can you have Bino Lahavin Lahaskil before you learn? First, let me be Zaycha Lilmoid Lamed to go learn, and then I'll be Zaycha to intellect. Zokar Chaim Kanievsky, Zaycha Tzadik Mikodesh Levracha, that you're not understanding what we're asking for. The first part of Abba Rabba is not to ask, and we're asking Bino Lahavin Lahaskil. Zokov Chaim Kanievsky, we're asking for the understanding in the value of Torah, the Chashivus HaTorah, which is today's Nisoyon. This is today's Sorrow. Let's be honest. When this is going on in Eretz Yisrael, we lose the value of what it means, the Chashivus of Torah. We start getting influenced by all those outside people that are putting down the B'nai Torah, and the Torah doesn't have the same level of chashivas. And that's what that tefillah is about. L'hovin, tebeli beinu, bino, l'hovin, l'haskil, zokar chayim kinyevsky, we're asking Hashem to give us basic intellect to understand what it means, Torah. The chashivas are Torah. To understand what Torah is, Tayyid. Only then, when you have the proper realization that your Torah is even more than oxygen, it's life itself. When you realize that Torah is more than oxygen, like a Baruch Bar said, it's life in itself, then you can be zaycha to the next part, lilmoid, lamed, and learn and all that. But the first thing is, Hashem, just give us intellect. Let us understand what it is. You know, someone once came to Rabbi Yashiv and asked him, where should I put in the kavanah to get the Chashivas HaTorah? Where should I go ahead? Which part of davening? So Rabbi Shasha said, what do you think? So the person said to Rabbi Yasha, probably Hashivenu Avinu L'Sar Yisecha. Chashiva Satayra, probably Hashivenu Avinu L'Sar Yisecha. That's where I'm asking Hashem to bring me closer to understand. Hashivenu, that what the chashivas of what Torah is, the value of Torah. Rabbi Yasha said, no, not Hashivenu. Ata choyne la'odam das. That's what you should have in mind. Basic intellect is missing, he said, if you don't realize what Torah is. And therefore, any intellectual person understands the chashivas of Torah. Problem is we get blinded and we forget basic intellect. We become like the liberals out there and we deny it all. And the Melor Rabbi Yasha said, by ata choyne, when you ask Hashem for das, that's where you're going to be zeicha to das, to first even understand what Torah is to a Yid. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us all when we're going through this major Shas Sakana and Shas Sora that all the Yidin are faced with. The Rebbeinu Shem should bench us all that we should taka, commit ourselves to our Torah the way our yeshiva is supposed to be, the way we're supposed to be committed to the old Torah. And with that, then when we daven with more kavanah v'la malshinim, we'll taka have an answer to our tefillahs. And we'll all be zeicha to be in the front lines, the mehera v'yameinu, to greet Mashiach, tzidkeinu, mehera v'yameinu, amen.